Let me know if this sounds like you. You're doing everything right. You're eating clean. You're cutting out gluten, maybe even dairy and sugar. But the fatigue is still there. The belly bloat won't quit. And you're starting to wonder, what the heck am I missing on this healing journey of my Hashimoto's? Today, I'm diving into a missing link that rarely gets talked about in the Hashimoto's healing journey, and it's mold exposure, and how it could be the reason you feel stuck in survival mode. I'm Dr. Emily Kybird. I'm a chiropractor, functional medicine practitioner who has spent years helping women with Hashimoto's. About 8 years ago, I was sitting in my own home, supposedly a health expert, feeling like a complete fraud with crushing fatigue. I was doing everything I told my patients to do, but I was still dragging myself through each day. And what I discovered changed everything, not just for me, but for the hundreds of women I now help through my private one-on-one functional medicine coaching practice. So let's paint a picture here. You've been diagnosed with Hashimoto's. You finally got the appointment with your doctor. They finally tested the antibodies after years of you asking and begging. You cleaned up your diet. Maybe you've gone AIP, autoimmune paleo. You took out the sugar, the gluten, the dairy, the eggs, but you're still bloated. You are hyper aware of your food sensitivities. You cut things out. I know I have. I used to cut out tomatoes, didn't change symptoms. I'd bring them back in. Nothing would change, but I still felt terrible. You feel like everything is a trigger. Even things that are considered like quote unquote safe foods can lead to fatigue, brain fog. Maybe you've heard some of these: tomato sauce, spinach, bananas, strawberries, mangoes. Here's a little secret. These are all high histamine foods. And if you have mold exposure, now your histamine response is going on overload. It's going through the roof. And it's not gluten. It's not dairy. So what's the deal? What gives? Maybe you're dealing with belly bloat after meals. You feel like you got to fall asleep after you eat. Brain fog is so bad you forget the words, the basic words that you're saying. And the drain in your shower has clumps of hair. The weight won't budge. The workouts make you feel wrecked. Joint pain, muscle aches, maybe even getting a histamine response after your workouts. And you're wondering, do I have exercise intolerance? I've read about this online. What's going on? You might have even done a GI map with another functional practitioner. I've seen a lot of women come to me. They're like, I did a GI map. Nothing's wrong with my gut, but I'm bloated. What's going on? I did the colonoscopy. I did the endoscopy. What's going on? And you're doing these tests to get to the bottom, to the root cause of what's going on with your body, but nothing's coming up as a significant finding other than maybe some like mild gut dysbiosis. You're like, what gives? What's the kicker? And so I'm here to tell you, I love starting with blood work. I love starting with a gut test. But if nothing's coming up or things are kind of mild and maybe it's just thyroid antibodies are present and not much else, maybe a little gut dysbiosis, there is probably another root cause. And you're probably wondering, am I being dramatic? Am I making this up? My husband's like, I don't feel anything. I don't really get why you're so tired and why you're so brain foggy. Maybe you feel like, God, am I going to have Hashimoto's forever? My primary care told me I am, and the symptoms I'm going to have forever and weight gain is just the way it's going to be. And what if the problem is not what you are physically putting in your body, but what you are exposed to by what is surrounding your body? So for me, the breaking point was I would take a nap, middle of the day, 2 p.m., close the door, and my whole staff was like, what's the boss doing behind closed doors over there? Or I would feel like the end of a Monday, first day of the week of working and seeing clients, felt like the end of a Friday. I felt like I had worked a full 40, 60-hour week because the fatigue was so bad. And that was a breaking point. And since that time period, that was around 2017, I had mold exposure in my condo, remediated twice. And since then, now living in Colorado, have lived in four different homes over the last 5 years, and every single one has had water damage and mold exposure. And I'm sure some women listening to this are like, Well, maybe you're just choosing the wrong homes, but I will tell you about 60% of homes, according to the EPA, have water damage and mold exposure. So if you are feeling like bloat, the foods, all foods, any foods, maybe you're just left with chicken and rice, everything's causing sensitivities. I've even seen people have sensitivities to just drinking water. Your immune system is on overload. And oftentimes one of the missing pieces is mold exposure. So imagine, what if you got to the other side of this, figured it out, addressed it, got to the other side. Imagine waking up, feeling rested, not feeling like you were hit by a truck, eating a meal and thinking, wow, that was delicious. Instead of thinking, is this going to make me feel worse? Or that your brain is working again. You're remembering words, you're finishing thoughts. You feel like yourself again in conversations. And so I've seen so many women, I would say in my one-on-one practice, probably 80%, maybe even 90% of women come to me because they have gut issues that haven't been resolved and they have the brain fog and weight loss resistance. And there's so much overlap with Hashimoto's, with insulin resistance, with different gut infections, parasitic infections that could also look like mold exposure. There's so much overlap in symptoms. And so my goal is to get to the root cause, figure out kind of order of operations, and then help women get to the other side. Often getting to the other side is identifying the issue. Do you have mold exposure? Remediating properly, and then going on a mold detox. So if your gut is off, do you start with gut? Do you start with mold? How are gut and mold exposure intertwined? So mold, and then the byproducts of mold, mycotoxins, can often damage the gut lining. And when we have damage in the gut lining, this can lead to food sensitivities. Mold and mycotoxins can also increase histamine response in the body, which can show up like flushing, itchiness of the skin, of the tongue, redness in the skin, brain fog, fatigue, almost like itchy nose a little bit, like you're having an allergic reaction. And mold and mycotoxins can increase our histamine load. And then you can eat high histamine foods, like I mentioned before, spinach, bananas, strawberries. And next thing you know, you're like, oh my God, I feel like I have food sensitivities to everything. Mold suppresses secretory IgA. This is our gut's immune system, our immune defense. Think of it like the soldiers in the gut. So mold can suppress our soldiers, now suppressing the immune system in our gut, and our defenses are down, and it could feel like we're getting sick all the time. I know I felt like if I just pushed myself just a little bit too hard, I felt like I got the flu for a week. And it was very frustrating to try and progress in my workouts. At the time, I was also running, and really hard to progress if you feel like, okay, I'm running 3 miles, now I'm going to run 3.5, and it takes you down for a week, which feels like the flu. Probably mold exposure. A lot of times people think about, oh, that sounds like adrenal issues. Could be adrenal issues, but it could also be mold exposure causing adrenal issues. You start reacting to more foods because mold creates a histamine response, even healthy foods. So think about, I used to make a banana, spinach, strawberry protein shake, and I felt like a dumpster fire afterwards. Spinach, strawberry, banana, all high histamine foods. While quote unquote healthy, they were causing a massive histamine response in my body because I also had mold exposure. Mold can impair our liver's ability to detox. So liver clears excess estrogen. And so if there's, let's say, quote unquote, sluggishness in the liver, there can also be estrogen buildup leading to estrogen dominance. And when we have estrogen dominance, this can lead to holding on to weight despite doing all the things, the workouts, eating, counting the macros and the calories. And it can also then lead to sluggishness of our thyroid hormones. So mold can impair liver detox. And our thyroid hormones convert from the inactive to the active form. One of the areas is in the liver. So if our liver is not functioning properly, we can start to have poor turnover, poor conversion of our thyroid hormones. The goal would not to be to up your hormones. The goal would be to, how can we help support your liver and get to the root cause? Always asking why. Why is the liver sluggish? Why are my thyroid hormones all over the place? Why? Mycotoxins and mold can damage mitochondria. Mitochondria are the powerhouses of our cells. And mold zaps our mitochondria. And this can lead to energy crash all day. So like waking up tired, tired all day, crashing at 2, needing a 2-hour nap. I'll tell you some stories. Can also layer that onto leaky gut. And now you're crashing after meals as well. Not pretty. Some of those symptoms that mimic Hashimoto's, the mold symptoms, overlap with Hashimoto's. So brain fog, hair loss, waking, bloating, intolerance to supplements or detox protocols can all be kind of Hashi symptoms, but also mold symptoms. So here's where it's frustrating. I felt this personally as a healthcare provider, that conventional medicine doesn't necessarily connect these dots. Even some functional medicine docs don't really believe in mold exposure. Your endocrinologist is looking at your thyroid. Your gastroenterologist is looking at your gut. But no one is asking, what's creating this perfect storm of inflammation in the first place? So I have a client. We started in July. And she came to me taking 2-hour naps every day. She's like, I just feel like there's a certain point, I just like have to get horizontal, everyone out of my way. And I think it's because I homeschool my 2 kids. I go, okay, let's see. Let's test, not guess. It could be homeschooling 2 kids. I know that can be very dysregulating. At least for me, it would be. And so we looked at sleep, right? So anytime there's fatigue, I look at sleep. We did a sleep study. She was having 20 apneic events per hour. So once every 3 minutes. So we started to address her sleep apnea from an airway health, oral, palate expansion perspective. We looked at her gut. We addressed H. pylori, which can also cause fatigue, weight loss resistance, inflammation. And then we looked at mold. She's like, I don't think we have mold. We're really dry here in Nevada. I go, yeah, me too, in Boulder, Colorado. But I'll tell you what, lots and lots of water damage. And through addressing those 3 things, she lost 27 pounds. She does not take a nap. I go, girl, when's the last time you took a nap? She goes, I can't remember, which is amazing, right? So 2 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's 14 hours a week. She just got 14 hours of her life back. And one of the things she told me when we first sat down was, I feel like I'm sitting on the sidelines of my life. And I said, well, tell me what that means, like on a very granular experiential level. She goes, well, my daughter, teenage daughter, asked me to go for a hike with her, and I really want to go, but I'm worried, because I've done it before, that it's going to take me down, that if we go for a hike, I won't be able to like cook dinner and clean up and get everyone ready for bed and take care of the house like I need to. And so I tell her no. And really, I want to say yes, because I know she only has a couple more years with us before she heads off to college. And I want to really embrace and cherish all those moments we have together. But I also don't want to crash for hours on end. And that quote, like those words that she said, I'm sitting on the sidelines of my life. Like I get chills even just thinking about feeling as a mother, like you only have so many years left with your kid and you're sitting on the sidelines because you know it's going to, whatever you do together from an energy perspective is going to take you down. And now she just went to DC to visit her sister. And her sister's like, they're walking all over the city. They're getting 20,000 steps. Her sister's like, are you okay? Do we need to go back to the hotel room, take a nap? And she's like, no, my client. She's like, no, I feel good. Let's keep going. And so that is the power of getting to the proper root cause, digging deeper than just thyroid, just gut. Granted, those are 2 very important pieces to look at. But is there any environmental load putting load on your system that's tanking your energy? And so now she doesn't nap anymore. She goes on vacation with her kids. She does all the things. She's experiencing life, not sitting on the sidelines of her life with her kids. So I thought I'd share this story because mold exposure was a really big part of that. What do you do if you're like, is mold exposure part of this Hashimoto's healing journey? 1, I like to start with the body before we start with the home. Because if you start with the home, sometimes it is a big old can of worms to open up and can feel very overwhelming. So I like to start with the body. You could use a urine mycotoxin test that will show you what mycotoxins you are currently peeing out. It doesn't tell you if it's recent exposure or it's older exposure. There is a separate blood test that I like to use that tells you, according to which antibody comes up, if you've had exposure within the last 6 weeks or you've had exposure from prior. And sometimes people with certain genetic SNPs will hold on to mold. About 30% of the population has a certain genetic SNP where we just have a harder time detoxifying, especially mold. And so you could be exposed 10 years ago, because mold is everywhere. Hello, every single pharmacy I walk into, there's like brown water ceilings, tiles, brown water damaged tiles. And you can hold on to that mold exposure. So it's nice to know, especially if someone's like, do I need to check my house? Have you been exposed in the last 6 weeks? If you've been exposed in the last 6 weeks and you spend most of your time at home, then we need to start checking your home. Some of the other things to look at would be just visual signs of water damage. Do you feel better traveling or when you're out of the house? Have you hit a wall in your food elimination and gut healing journey? Because oftentimes, I've seen it. Sometimes the other answer is mold. Then you would look at your house. There's different ways. Mold inspector, mold dogs. Mold inspectors come in all shapes and forms, from Joe Schmo who comes in and tells you looks okay, to someone who is very, very thorough and poking behind walls and using moisture meters and thermography guns and ERMIs and Hertzmes and a dust test. And so you want to find someone who's a right fit for you, not only from a financial perspective, but also is going to get the job done, because you don't want to do remediation twice. I have lots of people who've done remediation and are doing it again right now and have weight loss resistance, are doing all the things, and things are not moving the needle. So you want to test your home. And then it's like, okay, how do you find a good mold inspector? How do you find a good remediator? What are the questions you ask to find a good one? And then it's going on a mold detox, right? Ideally, you would do it after you've limited exposure, right? Because you are now pulling mold out of your body, mycotoxins out of your body. But if you're still in it, it's like cycling up and cycling out, cycling in, cycling out. And really, you just want it to cycle out. So I have a little special something. Next week, I'm doing a live mold masterclass. It's going to be 2 days. Mold in your body, we're going to deep dive, and then mold in your home. So if there's anything you ever wanted to know, is this me? Now's the time to jump in. It's $37. Price will go up after 48 hours. It is June 3rd and 4th. I'm going to throw it the link in the show notes. If you want a deep dive, if you're like, wow, this sounds like me. I've done all the gut healing protocols and I still feel like a dumpster fire. Mold is worth looking into. So, masterclass is next week. I'll drop the link in the notes. If you've cut out all the foods, if you tried all the gut protocols and you still feel stuck, if you've taken all the hormones, gone gluten-free, mold could be the missing link, keeping your body inflamed and your thyroid sluggish. So I will see you next week, ladies. I hope this was informative for you. I have been on this journey for the last 10 years with mold exposure and have done 8 different remediations. So I am right there with you. All right, ladies, I'll see you next week.